Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to say. I want to talk about fear. I want to talk about fear as an immobilizer, fear that locks you up, that makes you not perform, makes you freezes you up, maybe makes you stay home in bed, curled up in the fetal position with the covers pulled over you, or how fear can actually be your friend, how it can actually be a motivator. You know, if you've ever contemplated forsaking the security of employment, whether that security is perceived or real, and then by now, surely you know that job security is more perception than reality. But if you've ever decided to forsake that to start your own business, your own small business, you've come face to face with the fear of failure. It's got to be part of the equation, right? You're going to put all your eggs in this basket. You're going to hitch your wagon to your own star and give it a shot. Everything's on the line. If you've done that, if you've ever done that, as I have, and probably most of you listening have, you've come face to face with the fear of failure. Countless would-be entrepreneurs have discontinued their self-employment pursuits. They just gave up on the idea of being a business owner because when they came face to face with that fear of failure, it was just too much. The idea of losing all of that was just too much. The risk, just too great. But if you push through those concerns and actually became a business owner, you know this isn't the last time that you'll have a close encounter, a personal relationship with fear. And time will teach you that, as I said earlier, fear can actually be a good thing. Not paralyzing fear, like when you're ignorant of how to prevent or recover from danger. That's what makes you fearful, right? Is when you don't know something. But rather the kind of fear that motivates you to take the steps to help you become aware, knowledgeable, capable, prepared, decisive, and effective. Remember these two things about fear. Fear is a shapeshifter. It's capable of appearing in many forms. Successful entrepreneurs learn how to recognize and deal with fear in all of its shapes, whatever it looks like. The longer you own a business, the longer you operate your business, the more payrolls that you meet, you'll learn how to deal with fear in whatever shape it's in. So let's take a look at some of these shapes, some of the manifestations of fear. And some of you will know every one of these. Some of you may only know one, depending on how many payrolls you've made, how long you've been around, how long you've been doing this. So let's look at all the different ways that fear looks like. And each one, after I describe them, after I identify it, I'm going to describe a little bit about what it might sound like. First on the list is the mother of all fear. Unremitting, cold sweat, cotton mouth fear in its default entrepreneurial shape. What if I can't cut it as an owner? That's the one, right? That's the one I talked about earlier. That fear of failure. What if I'm not cut out for this? What if I can't pull this off? I've never done it before, and I'm going where I've never gone before. What if I can't cut it? That's one. That's the first one. Then there's terror, and here's what it sounds like. What if I'm buying the wrong business? Many people have said that. And then there's fright. What if I order all this stuff and no one buys it? that's the early moments of stocking a new business, right? Putting all this inventory. What if I order all this stuff and no one buys it? What if I give a party and nobody shows up? That's fright. And then there's panic. What if my pricing for this bid is too high? Or worse, too low? Now that's for a veteran business owner there, panic. You know, they say you can always tell who got the bid, who was the low bidder in a bidding process. They're the ones racing out of the door of the where the bid was opened to rush back to the office to make sure they calculated and they didn't miss anything because they're scared to death. They're in a panic. And then there's dread. Dread sounds like this. I hate it when I have to fire an employee. Nobody likes that, right? We have all these. It's just not good. But it's one of those. It's part of being a business owner. If you grow your business, you're going to have employees, and at some point in time, you're going to have to fire one. And then there's trepidation. I need a business loan. What if the bank won't let me have it? Boy, howdy. We've all been there. If you've been around very long at all, folks, you know what it's like to wonder, to worry, to be concerned about whether the bank will let you have the loan. Then there's anxiety. How will I ever be able to compete with the big box competitors? That's a big one, right? And then there's shock. What do you mean our best customer signed a contract with a competitor? That's a big shock right there. The best way to minimize, if not eliminate, all of these fears is through performance. But performance only happens when you use the fear-fighting tools. Folks, write this down. This is going to be on the test. The fear-fighting tools: awareness, knowledge, experience, training, planning, preparedness, decisiveness, and execution. Those are the fear-fighting tools. If you can pull those off, next time you're faced with any of these scenarios that I described after I identified these words, these fearful words, these shapes that fear turns into, every time you hear those words, if you're prepared, they're a little bit less fearful. Armed with these tools, fear can become manageable and maybe even a productive stimulus that actually can create opportunity. But if you don't use these tools, the fear you feel is probably well-founded and is probably giving you good advice. The only way to make sure fear is a motivator and not an immobilizer is through performance. And small business performance only happens when you're armed with the fear-fighting tools. Write this on a rock. The fear-fighting tools will help you replace fear with its arch enemy, total confidence. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.